Let's continue our preview of some of the area teams, and we're over here at Brady High School and talking football with head coach Andy Seaman. Andy, you got a lot of returners, I noticed, from the review in the Telegraph, so got to be excited about the potential of this team to improve on your 2-6 mark from a year ago.
Yeah, we have a lot of young kids that were thrown into the fire to play last year, and they've been through all of the growing pains of that, and I think we've grown substantially from there, and excited to see what we can become.
Tell us about your returners on offense and how that's been looking here in the preseason.
We return our quarterback, Cinch Sanger, our running back, Peyton Miller, our center, Hayden Thompson. Kanan Golter started at tight end for most of the season, but he ended up breaking a collarbone, so he'll be back. Andrew Karshner started at tight end, and he's getting moved to running back most likely. But they've been working hard. Our summer camps all went well this summer, and I'm expecting some significant growth.
Okay. And they'll come to mind, and you can add that as we go. Defensively, who are your returners on that side?
Defensively, you didn't start on defense, did you?
No.
Peyton Miller, Cleland Robinson, Andrew Karshner, Samuel Winter. I believe we returned 5 or 6 on defense.
Yeah. Samuel. Cleland. You got a good core.
Yes.
And if they come to mind, you can mention them. But obviously, everybody just looks – the outsiders just look at what you have returning and say, got five or six returners on each side. You ought to be much improved. It's not automatic. A lot of it is that off-season stuff, time in the weight room, camps, and just that chemistry that you developed during the fall camp, which has been mostly hot for you. Have you seen the progress that you hoped to over the summer and now here in – the fall camp preparation for the season?
Yeah, our summer camps were significantly better than last year. So far this camp, I feel like we are ahead of where we are at when it comes to our techniques and understanding the game a little better. I'm expecting some big improvement. Hopefully it shows on the win-loss column. Obviously we can't control that completely. We have a very tough schedule. We have, five, six teams that made playoffs last year, starting off with week one with Hitchcock County, who is top five team in my, according to most of the things I've looked at. So we got some things to overcome, but the kids have been working hard.
Well, the key is to obviously at every level, but especially this level with a small roster, got to stay healthy. You need to develop some depth, and I know you talked about that a little bit with the Telegraph guy, that everybody needs that, because at some point you're probably going to have some injuries and have to rely on some young players to step in.
Yeah, obviously we don't have a big roster of 20, 30 kids. We got 16 on the roster, so we need to have some luck when it comes to make sure we're staying healthy. And then the younger kids have got to always step up and fill the roles that are needed. Like I said, I feel like we have kids that even that are coming in as freshmen and didn't play as much, that are filling those roles well and getting the grasp of the game.
Yeah. Other than staying healthy, what's the big key for you having the record you want and possibility of putting yourself in a position to make the playoffs?
Taking the next step mentally is the biggest thing for us. Obviously getting thrown into the fire as young kids and playing teams that they really had no business trying to go against sometimes, size-wise, getting past that mental hurdle of, being scared, being worried to fail. I think that's the biggest thing for our kids to get past. It's not fun, obviously, kind of getting pounded on every now and again. So it's just getting past that mental hurdle.
Okay. Well, Coach, look forward to following the Brady Eagles this fall. Wish you and the guys the best of luck, and stay healthy, okay?
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
All right, let's visit with a member of the Brady Eagles football team for the continued preparations for their season opener against Hitchcock County. I've got Cinch Sanger. First of all, Cinch, I've never met a Cinch in my life. So how'd that name come about?
I actually have no idea.
You never asked your parents for an explanation on how they came up with that?
Nope, just grew up rodeoing, just kind of figured I got it from there.
Oh, okay. So it's a rodeo lingo there you got in your name. Does anybody make fun of that, or
no?
Give you a hard time?
No, not really. Okay. I don't think people know what it really is, but it's just kind of.
All right. It's unique for sure. Let's talk football. How's the team looking heading into the season?
Pretty good. I'm really hoping, expecting to see some growth, even against Hitchcock County, who's pretty good coming in. I feel like we're going to show between the first two games, see who we really are, and then I feel like that'll pan out the rest of the season and hope have a 50, at least 50%, hopefully make playoffs with it. Yeah. So
that's every team's goal going into the year, at least get to the playoffs, give yourself a chance to do something and get the big prize. Two wins last year, but you got a lot of guys back, so I'm sure you guys are looking for – I mean, I'm sure your mentality is we got at least double the win total.
Yeah, that's our goal. We want to – as a team, we've talked about having to be mentally and physically there, be ready to play, because last year we went into some games kind of iffy and we just kind of go try. We were young, but this year, since all of us grew up, we've all gotten bigger in the weight room, I feel like this year will be a totally different story for us. Yeah.
Talk about your offense, first of all. Talk about some of the guys that are showing well out there on the field that you expect to have good seasons.
Andrew Karchner, we moved him from tight end to running back. We're hoping that he can bring it because he's fast. We're hoping he can bring some speed with it. And then Tyler Rowe, who's actually a freshman, he's a big boy. He's really showed some true talent on the line, helping us out, helping our center out with getting doubles downs and just being there and ready to block.
Okay. The run game's so important to establish that. You hope you're going to take a step forward in that this year?
Yeah, last year we struggled with it. I'm hoping this year with us having some bigger people on the line, I feel like us having Peyton Miller, who's fast, hoping our speed can go out and just kind of improve and show that we're better in the run game.
Of course, coach likes to mix in the pass and do some deception stuff too, and I'm sure you guys like that as well.
Yeah, we had some games last year. Passing game showed some pretty good talent, but there's just those times like I'd kind of struggle. But I feel like this year we've worked on it. We've done a lot of indie stuff with passing and running the ball, so I feel like this year we're pretty evened out on what we're going to do and just kind of how we're going to attack the game and go at it.
Yeah, I'm sure you feel a lot more confident knowing the plays better and knowing what coach is probably going to call, anticipating on down and distance what it could be, and just being more confident in the huddle with the guys.
Yeah, we had hoping that this year we can do better on that, because last year we had some mistakes, lots of turnovers on my part, on interceptions, fumbles, but hoping this year we can get our reads down and get a lot more passes that aren't, like, hoping we can get at least 75% of them completed a game.
Yeah, that's the goal. Finally, what's the best thing about playing football for Coach Seaman and the other guys here at Brady High?
Just being able to be like Mr. Seaman. I just like being with Mr. Seaman, honestly. He knows when it's time to lock in. He knows, and he's really chill with us. But just being able to be with the guys, honestly, like, we've been in the weight room. Mr. Seaman's our weight teacher, so he's always pushing us to be our best, and he's just always there, so he's just always wanting us to be our best at all times in life and in football.
Okay. Sounds like a good philosophy, and hope it helps you to more wins this year. Thanks, Inch, for your time. Go out there and get some W's for the Eagles, okay?
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
And one more member of the Eagles football team, Peyton Miller, joins me ahead of their season opener. Peyton, you're running back, junior running back, 155. How's the team looking heading into the season?
We look a little more promising than last year. I hope we've developed really good this year from last year too. And we got some good upcoming freshmen, and I hope they're ready to play some football with us.
Yeah, you got a lot of experience returning, but you didn't have the record you wanted and the success you wanted last year. You're looking to turn that around a little bit and at least, double the win total from the two you had last year?
Yep, that would be really nice. Two and six isn't always a helpful and hopeful record for a team, but like since my quarterback said, if we can go at least 4-4 and make playoffs, I'm happy. Everyone's happy.
Okay. What's your role? Are you going to be carrying the ball a lot on offense, or kind of splitting that with blocking?
It's kind of split into two, but mostly running is a big part of it. And a lot of the plays we have, I'm blocking them too.
Okay. You think this offense, you have more potential to easily surpass your production from last year?
Oh, yes, easily. We've gotten a lot bigger in the weight room. And like Coach said, I feel like we've shown a lot of potential and better talent than last year, and looking forward to being a great team this year.
All right. I'll ask you the same question I wound up with Cinch. What's the best thing about playing football here at Brady High for Coach Seaman?
He's all around good guy. Love Coach Seaman. He's probably one of my favorite people and coaches out there. Probably favorite coach, to be honest. Yeah, he gets along easily. He can have fun sometimes, but when it's time to lock in, he gets serious, though.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Go out there, Peyton. Have a good season, okay? Good luck.
All right. Thank you. Okay.